Now it's time for your comments. A few of you wrote in about my conversation yesterday with Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. We were talking about the center's new report on the millennial generation, the 50 million Americans aged 18 to 29 who've come of age this millennium.
They're Democratic. They voted very heavily for Barack Obama. 29% of them say they're liberals. They're very tolerant of gays and on race. They have a positive view of government. They even supported higher rates, relatively high rates, such things as affirmative action with preferential treatment for minorities.
Well, Sarah Sand of Edmonds, Washington, heard the interview and thought that description was impeccable. She writes, "As I was listening in on my way home from work, I wondered how you guys found me and how long you've been watching me." She continues, "I'm looking forward to a time when our generation is not just coming of age, but is having more of a profound impact on American society." Patsy Bears of Saluda, North Carolina, says she and the millennials are kindred spirits. "But I am not a millennial," she writes. "I'm not even a boomer. I'm a 68-year-old mother of six, grandmother of eight, married 47 years, born a couple of months after the attack on Pearl Harbor." And she adds, "It's so heartening to know that there is an entire new generation that sees the world as I do and has the education and optimism to make it real." Well, finally, listener Greg Stumpf of Seattle, Washington, pointed out a curious trend in our show this week. He writes, "During Monday's story on racism in video games, Robert Siegel came up with the name Polar Bear for a hypothetical online gamer, seemingly off the top of his head. And then during Tuesday's broadcast, I thought I heard him use the name Polar Barium for the name of a fictitious drug. My question, what's up with all the polar bears?" There's nothing special about the polar bears, Greg. It's just as I was searching my mind for a name that connoted white power in the online game, a polar bear came to mind. And then, searching for a word that could not conceivably be the name of any real existing drug, I just used polar barium once again. I'll try to find another word next time. Keep your letters coming. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.